This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Karna Small Bodman, former senior director for the Reagan National Security Council. She's also an accomplished author, and her latest political thriller is entitled Final Finesse. Today we want to get her thoughts on the situation in North Korea as President Obama meets with the head of South Korea and says he's very disturbed about the nuclear saber-rattling of the communists in North Korea. And Karna, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Greg.
Well, the president says he's clearly concerned about the nuclear tests that the North Koreans recently undertook, as well as the missile tests. And now we see the Pentagon says that it won't be long, if at all, that North Korea can hit the west coast of the United States with their missile program. So just how dire is this?
Well, it is very dire. The president did say, to his credit, that I think a quote was, a nuclear-armed North Korea poses a grave threat to the world, and he vowed to end this cycle of allowing them to create crises and be rewarded and so forth. And then he was standing alongside the South Korean president in the Rose Garden when they were making these remarks. And then the South Korean President Lee said that he and Obama agreed, and his quote was, under no circumstances are we going to allow North Korea to possess nuclear weapons. However, we know they tested two underground devices recently, and our people do believe they're making preparations for a third test. Now here's the thing. You talk about a threat. The Heritage Foundation just produced a terrific film entitled 33 Minutes, and that refers to the time. That's the time it would take. We'd have 33 minutes if they launched a missile before it hit one of our shores. That's incredible. And at this very time that we have this threat, as well as a threat from Iran, even with all their turmoil going on over there with the election, still, we can't forget that just a few weeks ago, they launched a long-range missile. That's their new version of the Sajil. It's a solid-fuel missile, which is capable of hitting Israel and other places. And in the midst of all of this, the Obama administration has proposed cutting our missile defense budget. This is incredible to me. It just flies in the face of any kind of logic. They want to cut $1.2 billion out of the missile defense budget, and it's not that big of a budget. I mean, it was only about $9 billion to start with out of a Pentagon budget of over $500 billion. So this is very disquieting. In fact, there are a number of Democrats who are very upset about the proposed cuts in missile defense. One of them, Parker Griffith, the Democrat of Alabama, he said in a statement, I quote him, "This budget fails to provide clear support for national missile defense that is necessary to protect ourselves and our international allies." I couldn't agree with him more.
Karna, you were in the Reagan administration when the debate was probably fiercest over the idea of a strategic defense initiative or missile defense. What is the argument from the other side about why they don't like missile defense?
Well, sometimes it just defies logic. They say, oh, it's expensive. Okay, but as I just pointed out, it's not that expensive compared to all of the other programs that we have in place. They think perhaps it's destabilizing. I've heard that word. They say that we are dealing, if we have missile defense, then you've got systems, you know, to deal with space. Well, we already have systems that deal with space, and those are missiles that fly through it. It's totally absurd in my view, and I know that President Reagan was a great proponent of missile defense. He launched that speech in March of 1983, and we thought it was terrific. Now we have this change of mood. It's sort of, when I read the statements of President Obama today, it kind of sounds like Obama wants to talk loudly and carry a small stick, and now he wants to throw the stick away. It's amazing, really amazing.
The president has said that he wants a world free of nuclear weapons across the board. And what do you sense is his method of actually accomplishing that?
Well, he's not going to accomplish it, because here you've got a problem. Back in Reagan's days, there were about 8 countries that had missiles and defense that could be a threat to us. Today, there are about 30 countries that have missiles and technology is what I meant, that could be a threat. And you could get all the agreements in the world, but as Reagan said, his key line was trust but verify. And it would be extremely difficult to trust all these other countries that are moving ahead with nuclear systems, which means all the more important point that we develop our missile defense system. There was one rather, we could have a humorous note here. I saw an item in the news where there is this Russian oligarch, this guy Roman Abramovich, who has launched a new luxury yacht. It's the most expensive private yacht in history. Now, this yacht has its own swimming pool, it has a mini submarine, and it has its own missile defense system. If a Russian oligarch can have a missile defense system, why can't we?
Karna, what is the latest information we have, the most recent up-to-date information on the effectiveness of missile defense? Obviously, even if it's not perfect, there's a better chance of deterring a missile than if we don't have it. But what is the success rate in the most recent tests?
Well, the latest ones I've heard, we've had over 30 successful tests against ballistic missile targets. And we're also talking about our airborne laser system, which is a very, very promising technology where you have this laser aboard a plane that's, you know, it's up there. It's just one more layer to have in addition to our ground-based systems. But I note in the new budget, Obama's 2010 budget, that second airborne laser prototype aircraft is to be canceled. They're talking about affordability and all this sort of thing. Please. I'm very, very disappointed in this budget, and I would simply hope that that more cooler heads will prevail in the Congress on both sides of the aisle as they understand and make the point that the first job of a president and of our government is to protect the country, and having a good, viable missile defense system, which is working, is really right up there in terms of one of our top priorities and what I believe it should be.
Well, Karna, as you said, the North Koreans recently conducted a second nuclear test, and a third may not be far off. We'll see how the reaction is different, if at all, from the Obama administration and the rest of the world, if in fact that happens. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg. Good to be with you.
Karna Small-Bodman served as Senior Director of the National Security Council in the Reagan administration. She is now an accomplished author, and her latest political thriller is entitled Final Finesse. It's in bookstores now. This is Dateline Washington.